Beautiful. I apologize for us being short on numbers again.
Those who are yours with us are here in spirits. It will always be so.
Well, that's nice to know. So I'm sure they miss not being here, because they do have to have holidays and other circumstances prevent them from coming sometimes, as you know. But it's not from choice.
It is important that your lives continue upon earthly matters sometimes. And as I have said, they are here with us in speech.
Yes, that is the important thing, of course, I know.
So, the absence of the physical being is not so important. Although, from my point of view, it is good to see you all together in the physical sense.
Yes, I quite understand.
Because in coming together within the physical bodies, it produces the shining light which helps me so to join you. Before I continue, I would like to say just a few words to the lady you call Joe. I want to say to her, I am aware of the difficulty of some decisions that are in her life at the moment. And I say to her, I will try to influence her along the right pathway. There is no need to say more about it. She should understand.
Thank you very much for that.
We have to say to you also, dear friend, there are problems surrounding you also.
Me?
Which, yes, not personal problems, but problems around this area, which are being sorted out.
Good.
It will be done, so be patient.
Thank you. Yes, I didn't know personal problems, but there are problems in the area.
Yes.
Yes.
We understand, and we are working.
Thank you. Yes, I must admit, I have found it very difficult to be charitable in my thoughts because of those problems which arise.
My dear friends, remember what I have told you. You must not judge.
No.
You cannot see the full picture. And although life presents these problems to you, you cannot judge another.
No. No, I do accept what you say.
I fully understand that within your daily lives, all of you find troubles of many kinds, troubles which you find difficult to be kindly about. But always towards people you must give love.
Mm-hmm.
You can condemn conditions, but I say to you, do not condemn another.
I try to do that. I try to live by that precept. And I condemn the noise I have to put up with sometimes.
Yes, that is fine. But never, never condemn another human being.
Yeah.
I know all of you find these words difficult, but let me tell you, you can only grow from being charitable towards each other.
Yes,
after all, that is why you are here, to express your love for one another, to express that spiritual aspect of yourselves, which knows only love. You see?
Yes. Yes, as you say, it's not easy, but we must try.
But it will be sorted for you.
Oh, thank you very much for that. It's comforting. Yes, I had been wondering how long it was going to continue. Particularly now, as I'm trying to envelop myself more in the silence and meditation.
Yes, my dear friend, you are growing, are you not? In the silence, when you sit in your meditative state, you are growing so. And I believe you feel this to be so, as time goes in, that your expansion of knowledge grows greater.
Yes, you're quite right in that.
You are now beginning to feel the expansion of your spirit whilst within physical being. It is the part of you which needs to grow, to expand, to stretch forward to newer and higher things. And, dear friend, you are achieving this.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I will take questions this time, and then I will give time for others to speak to you.
Okay. Yes, I have a question which I don't know whether it is answerable even, but it all hinges again on energy. We have spoken about Those who are responsible for the flora and fauna on this earth, and presumably other planets. And you did tell us that they cannot alter what is decreed by the process of evolution. I have been thinking a lot about what you said. And of course it is quite incomprehensible to me, and I expect my colleagues too. But am I right in thinking that the essence of life is in itself an intelligence and energy of some sort? It must be intelligent, surely, to create the marvels of the earth here, in animal and the vegetable kingdoms. Incredible complexity that exists. I cannot think that there can be anything but intelligence operating behind that. Is that an energy?
I know this is a subject of much difficulty for you in your understanding. Let us speak a little upon this.
Sure.
All life forms are energy. I have said we will discuss it more fully, and we will.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak of the essence of life as an intelligence, in a way, you are correct, but I have to say, all forms of life are one aspect of the creative force. If you wish to call it intelligence, then so be it. But we would need to define the word intelligence.
Right.
It is a difficult word to describe to you. Of course, all intelligence, I would presume you would say, comes from the mind. The mind belongs to the spirit. The spirit belongs to the creative force of all life's forms. Follow.
Yes, we follow that.
So, in that respect, there is intelligence behind evolution of all kinds. But I would say to you only this. Energy itself, you cannot define as intelligence. There is a comparison there, but there is also contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
It is a difficult topic for me to discuss with you, because I cannot explain to you in earthly terms that which you need to know to fully understand.
I could accept that, because I suppose in some future state we should acquire what I can only put as an awareness rather than a physical knowledge of these things. And that awareness, when it develops, will lead us to have a more comprehensive acceptance of these things which now puzzle us.
Yes. The time will come, as it does whilst you walk upon this earth, when awareness comes to you, so does wisdom and knowledge. This you can accept.
Yes, I can.
It does not belong to the word intelligence. Wisdom and knowledge are innate things. Within the spirit body.
Mm-hmm.
you follow.
Yes, indeed.
So when you speak of intelligence, you are using a word that belongs to the earthly body.
Right.
So you see where the contradiction comes into play.
Yes.
You understand.
Yes. I suppose it's right to say that one cannot quantify intelligence any more than one can quantify love.
You are now beginning to understand difference. These words are only words. When awareness comes to you, when you leave these bodies behind, you see so much more. Your understanding becomes greater, and many things fall into place where previously they were misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
It is a difficult topic, and one we can return to as your awareness does grow, as your knowledge grows. But I don't truly believe that you will fully understand whilst you tread this earthly plane.
I can accept that.
There is so much you need to learn first, so much awareness within yourselves that will be exposed when the spirit self of you comes to life, if I may use that expression.
Right.
Even so, there are many in our world who would not be able to fully understand the question that you have put to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is a difficult one to answer.
Yes, I'm almost inclined to say there is no what we would call rational answer. There is an answer somewhere. Or does it need an answer?
It does not need an answer.
No.
It always has been. So it cannot be changed.
Right.
The answer is always there.
Mm-hmm.
But you need the awareness or the acceptance of the answer. You see?
Yes, I do.
It is difficult to put an answer into physical words.
And it's just as difficult to put words, to find words to give the experience and the understanding which is necessary for the awareness.
We are speaking about ethereal matter, and in that sense you would need to be in a more raised state of consciousness,
mm-hmm,
to even to tread the first step of the ladder towards understanding.
Right. Yes, I accept these things, and I quite understand what you say, and I agree that there must be an awareness, and ultimately we shall get it. But my physical brain, not my mind, my physical brain still ponders these things sometimes.
Of course, and there is no reason why you should not. It shows that you are seeking truth. It shows that you are seeking that part of you, that spiritual aspect of you, that belongs to another time.
Mm-hmm. And it was a silly little thing which prompted me to think this. Actually, I feed blackbirds each day. I love the song, and I feed them regularly. And I was watching one as it was looking at me, and I was feeding it. And I put myself in its position. quite unable as it is to say thank you or show any appreciation of what is being given to it, not even an understanding of why I do it, but an acceptance of what is coming its way. And I thought to myself then, and how like living here that is. We can't understand why these things have been given, but we do accept, must accept them as coming to us.
If you can do that, then I say, dear friend, you tread the right pathway. When you come to the point of acceptance, and I mean true acceptance, in the knowledge that all that lies before you is not an accident, but is your life's pathway, then you truly are beginning to be aware of the greatness in front of you. You should not dispute it. You should accept it with love. You should know that all that comes before you in the form of what you term nature is that creative force helping you to develop your own spirituality.
Yes, I see your point.
In the same way you speak of the birds of the air, they too have what you might term intelligence, but not in the form that you would term intelligence in your human beings. But let me say this to you all, that intelligence belongs to the one energy. Whether it be your human beings, whether it be the birds of the air, the animals in the field, it stems from one creative force.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now can you see that you cannot distinguish intelligence as just one energy? It is impossible.
Fine, I agree. Of course, again, one comes against the difficulty of assessing intelligence or instinct.
Yes, you cannot. You can try.
Mm-hmm.
You can try, you can put words to it, but it is too much for your physical brains to fully understand.
Yes, quite.
It is good that you think upon these matters, because as I have said, it shows your awareness is growing, and that can only be good.
This is very interesting to think along these things.
Creative force belongs not only to this planet, but to all of the universe,
yes,
to the cosmos, which is much bigger than you could possibly know or possibly imagine.
I think we have no conception of it at all.
I think we all seek and search towards it, that it is like a magnet towards all, that we continue to seek, and in doing so, we find the expansion of love grows, and as it grows, it produces more and more energy, and we come to that point of creation, where no longer is it necessary to search, to seek, or to question. There is a time in development when you are as one with the energies, with the creative force of all the cosmos. And when that time comes, then all will fall into
yes. Yes, I'm sure it will.
But dear friends, for you all here, that is the end of time. But the time will come, I can assure you, when all will be gathered as one, one energy, one in knowledge, one in love, one in understanding.
It's certainly something to look forward to. Even though it may be ends of time away, we can still keep it in our sights. And it serves to offset, doing that serves to offset the difficulties and disappointments and unpleasantness of this physical life. Not that it's all unpleasant, of course, but it helps to let us tolerate the unpleasant aspects that we come up against.
If you look upon your lives here as a stepping stone to knowledge and wisdom, then your tread would be lighter. Now, dear friend, I think I must allow others to speak this time.
Well, I hope I haven't taken too much time. I interrupted what you wanted to do. Thank you for your answer.
I know it is not perhaps what you expected, but I will say my answers to you will not always be what you want to hear.
No, I can quite understand that. That is the purpose of our learning, isn't it, after all?
I hope that what I teach you is with love.
Thank you again, and bless you. I can't imagine as if I kept you waiting.
Hello.
Good. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us.
Nice to see you. May I spend a little time talking with you?
Yes, please do.
My name is Francesca.
Francesca. That's a pretty name.
I am what you would call a sister.
Yes, sister.
You understand?
Yes, I do. Do you still act as a sister?
I
No, not in the way you did on Earth.
No.
I do spend much time with people, but it is different now.
Yes.
You are not led in the ways you were led when you got here.
No, that I can quite understand. Much of your leading was rather in the wrong direction, wasn't it?
There were good and bad points, too.
Yes.
And the good points you continue in our own life.
Of course.
I am here to speak about one of those hard emotions.
Good. You'd be interested to hear that.
It sounds as if I'm going to lecture.
No,
please do not think.
We don't think that for a minute, Francesca. Or do you prefer to be called sister?
No. Francesca.
Perfectly okay. No, we don't think you're lecturing at all. We're always interested to hear from those on your side who take the trouble to come to talk to us.
It was said earlier by the great one here that you must not condemn your fellow man.
No.
Yes, and I know how difficult a task that must be.
Yes, I have to agree, it is difficult.
We are all human. Even those who have passed into spirit were human ones and have the human parents yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to tell you this. When you feel a thought coming into your mind which is less than charitable, and believe me, I have had many of those myself, stop and take control. Calm down the thoughts inside your mind. Think how you would feel if those thoughts were turned against you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
It is a hard and difficult road to tread.
Yes, it certainly is.
Many, many times when you are likely to stumble.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are.
Control, think of how you would feel, and then, if you cannot turn that thought into kindness, think of something that is favorite to you, perhaps a color, perhaps a favorite scent. Day, a cold day, something that is pleasurable to yourself, and try to imagine the thing that you have got a problem with in the center. In the center of a color, in the center of a fact, in the center of a bright sunny day, turn your thoughts towards your favorite thing and try to dispel the anger.
Yes.
I know you pause then and you think to yourself, no. You cannot do this.
No, I didn't. Excuse me interrupting. I was just thinking of the various things you said, and it sounds a very feasible thing to do. if we can remember to do it.
It takes time. It takes time not to say the hasty word.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sure in the fullness of your years, many hasty words have been spoken by you all. Many times you have stubbed your toe and thought more or less uncharitable things.
Yes, I'm sure we have.
Mm-hmm.
If we haven't said them, at least I'm sure we've thought them.
Not that I am expecting you to do stub your toe.
Mm-hmm.
To think of a pretty colour. No. No, I'm not.
No.
Unless, of course, it is purple.
Yes, it probably would be. But we do understand what you say, and we appreciate...
I am trying to make light of the subject.
Yes.
Because I know how difficult it is to be charitable all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It can only come with love, and the more love you give out, the more love you will bring that in. Is that not so?
Well, absolutely, we agree with that, yes. It feeds upon itself with love.
And it grows.
Mm-hmm.
And it is nurtured. And it's fed. If just one, you can turn a bad thing to a good, it makes it so much easier. Next time.
Of course it does.
I know you have heard all this before. I am not telling you anything you don't already know.
Oh yes, you've given us a different angle on it, as we say.
That is what I have come to do.
Mm-hmm.
You lecture.
Yeah.
Has a different idea.
That's right. It's a very good idea. I appreciate it. Now I'm going to ask you a very personal question. Do you find it difficult in your new life to always have thoughts which are charitable? Do you find it any easier to do that in the spirit world than it was on earth?
Friend.
I'm not proving.
Not at all. I didn't think you. There is no magic formula in the spirit world. You tread a path there as you would have done on this earth. You make mistakes. You are told of these mistakes. And you try to correct them. Just as you do here.
You do have teachers telling you of your mistakes.
Of course.
Yes, I thought you did.
Of course.
No, I thought you do, rather.
Oh, you have all sinned in spirit. Do you understand?
Yes. But you still find you have to work at it to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. We do not get our little halos the moment we pass.
No, you still have to earn them.
We are not on the fluffy cloud.
Mm-hmm. No. Now, I didn't know perhaps whether there was any mystique in the atmosphere there that enabled you to be more charitable more easily.
I understand what you are saying. Yes. The environment is so different. Of course it is. There are no black clouds of doubt and uncertainty pressing down as there are on this earth. You understand?
Yes.
There are problems. Those problems are inside and have to be brought out.
Mm-hmm.
And broken down. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And so, yes, there are problems in our realm. You are surrounded by a much brighter light sending, and there is more love surrounding us. So the path is not as rocky.
I do. This answers a question which was in my mind. I thought it must be easier to some degree when you get over there.
They are there. They do not just dissolve. We all have to learn. We go on learning every step of the way. Even the great one who speaks with you, he knows.
Yes, I can understand that.
He is just one facet of being and needs to learn from the other facet. I cannot say more than that because, unfortunately, I know no more than that about
him. Right.
Who, I say he, you understand
it. Yes.
Yes, you say he.
I can't understand the nature.
And I are many things apart. You understand me? I am on the very bottom rung of the ladder.
Like us. And what do you teach? What you have been teaching to us?
I do take classes for the younger ones. I do much reading. There are certain books we are allowed to use. And I spend a lot of my time learning about love.
Yes.
And forgiveness. And art of good.
Yes. But without any particular orthodox religious bias.
Religion, as you know it, does not exist in our land.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
We have no separate creed. Our paths, although different from us, all reach the same end. We are now at that end and joined together in the love from the Creator.
Yes. But there are those who still try to adhere to their earthly religions, I believe. They have a great deal to learn.
This human nature. When you have spent a lifetime following one path, and then you are told that path has been leading in the sky in the wrong direction. Are you not tired? Then you have to turn around and start again.
Right.
It takes time, with many rests, and much teaching to get back on the right road. So, you must not condemn those that still hanker.
No, we don't condemn. We have many through for rescuers, we call it here, and we have to explain to them that they cannot follow the orthodox religions they used to follow when they were here.
Of course, and come back to you for teaching others are able to be taught without the need to return from obviously and more difficult than others, especially those who, when they were teaching on this earth, were at the top of their ladder.
Yes. In this
how
problem.
Hard it is when we find they have fallen to the bottom.
They must find it very difficult. I sympathize with them. That's not patronizing.
Some, of course, realize they have taken many with them on that wrong path and have to try to undo the wrong that they feel they have done others.
Yes.
But we must not condemn ourselves. Each one has free will and not all forced onto the wrong road. Some took the step of their own permission.
True. Well, thank you for what you've told us, Francesca.
I hope it has been of interest.
I'm sure it has. It has to me, and I'm sure it has to everybody else here.
As I say, I haven't told you anything very new. I have just brought a different perspective to some of it.
You certainly have done that.
And now, I leave you with my love and the love of the sisters that are in this room with me now.
Thank you.
Each one sat with you tonight has had a sister by their side whilst I have been speaking.
That's nice.
They have been sending out love and healing thoughts for those that require it.
And we do appreciate their kindness.
If you do not mind, they will stay quietly until the end of your meeting.
Yes, of course they may.
There will be no speech from any. They will just send out their love.
Thank you. Yes, we appreciate them doing that. And of course we give our love to you and to them. Thank you very, very much.